If that ever happens again, you ask for the Archangel Michael immediately to come bring his legions and to remove whatever's there now in the name of Jesus Christ and put them into protected sanctuary. Because what they can do is you can do the lifting and then they can shoot something else in there. Yeah, it can happen. What they're trying to do is to break your faith. Nah. Uh-huh. Take your authority. Yeah. Uh-huh. Take all the demonic out of there now. Archangel Michael is for the demonic. Raphael is for sons of darkness. And also innocuous. That's a whole nother thing.
I'm going to write this down for a minute.
Yeah, you can. Sons of darkness are like alien. Innocuans are holy, fallen Sephiroths, creator angels. Holy, unholy. They were holy Sephiroths that are now fallen. Oh my God. Okay, okay. All right. Stop. Okay. What are demons? Is that what you're asking me? All right. Demons are fallen angels. Period. They're not people. They're not entities. They are fallen angels. That means the flip side of who they were angelic. They're angelics. Okay? And you don't mess with demons because they're way more powerful than a human being is. You ask for those who have the authority and the power to do something with them. Always. You never, ever challenge a demon. You don't go, get out of my house.
I command you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes. No, you don't do that either. I know, they're idiots.
And then it like throws something at them. They're like,
yeah. So you can always command in the name of Jesus Christ. It's the power of the name of Jesus Christ. They will flee. They're terrified of the name of Jesus Christ. That's it, yeah. But one of the best things you can do is ask for the Archangel Michael and his legions to remove them from your property and place them into protected sanctuary. Now, why is that a really good thing to do? They get redeemed back to God. What do you say that again? It's in Romans. It's that very last part of Romans. What does it say? I had it printed up somewhere, and it may be dependent on which Bible you read, too, because everything's kind of different. But it says in there, the day will come when even the demons will be redeemed back to God. That's what it says. I do not. Google, do you have Google with you? I think it was Romans. I could be mistaken, but I thought it was Romans. It's mine was St. James Version.
Okay. There are like aspects of the
you have a past life connection with someone, there's always an emotional connectiveness, positive and or negative. Period. That's always past life. When you have no response emotionally, you do not know them, they have not, you haven't crossed their path before. Or if they did, it was a very, there was nothing to it. So anyone that comes into your path that you have a response to, it's past life. Okay. It's a good question. Any? Good, positive, negative, whatever. An attraction, if you will, of whatever. Don't worry about it. It's not something that you can control or manipulate. It either will or will not. And it's okay. Sometimes we have people put in our path as teachers that are negative.
I can get an amen. You want to know more, talk to me.
And you are compelled to, because they are your teacher and you have something that you have to get resolved with them, and they can teach you on multiple levels. And then when there it's time for you, when you've gotten the lesson, then they leave you.
Where do you come from, Carol? You stand in your own power and then it.
Yes, that does help. It does help. What a pretty necklace.
I just got it from you. Isn't it pretty?
It's gorgeous. Wow. You're welcome. Thank you. Any other questions? Sure. Michael is protection from the demonic.
And all around.
He smells like cookies. We're fine.
What about nature spirits?
She said give them a snack.
You're supposed to leave with chocolate chips out of them. That's what we did when we were kids. They exist, though.
If it makes you feel good, do it. It's okay. Different dimension. They're dimensional. We live in three different dimensions. One, two, three. Three different dimensions combined. And they can appear if they choose to. It depends. If they appear as like physical beings, if you will, they're usually not very pretty. Not necessarily. They're more like elfins. Some of them are just not very pretty. Some are tall. Some have really big noses. Kind of. Yeah. But as lights, they appear like sparklers, multicolored sparklers. They're gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. Yeah. think they do appreciate the gesture. I know that I work a lot of times with the Legion of Pan with my garden, and I always make sure that I donate 20% of the garden to nature for whatever needs it. I ask for the Legion of Pan to assist me in the growing of my garden, and I offer them nature, living nature, 20% of whatever I grow. So if a turtle wants to come along and chomp on a cantaloupe or a tomato, they can.
20%.
No, they're not allowed. Yeah, it was to me, too. I don't really know. I've not seen Pan. When I found out about the Legion of Pan, when Pan came through, he said, "I am the god Pan." And I went, "What?" Now, you have to understand, I work with mediums. I use mediums for my work. And this was early years of my work. And so I learned a lot of information through my mediums. And I had great mediums, I really did. They were like gone, and whatever came through, I checked to make sure of the accuracy level. Like I'd get people's names, addresses, phone numbers, everything else, and it always proved out. So when this came through and he said, "I am the god Pan," I went, "Wait a minute. There's only one god. Do not place any other gods before me," you know, and all that, all my Bible, you know, Baptist training was all there. And he said, "I am the nature god Pan." He kind of took offense. And I had to kind of realign my head. I realized that he was like the archangel of nature. And when I asked him, I said, "Are you then the archangel of nature?" He said, "Yes." He said, "I am the god of nature." He was an archangel. He had authority over all of nature. You bet. I'm telling you. You get into all of this, it gets kind of wild. And so I had to rework my thinking. You know, I had to step out of the box. I had to step out of my religious box that I was brought up with. Yeah, I did too. I did too. And until I started seeing what could be done, and I talked to my guides about it. I had a long talk with my guides about it. And they said, "This isn't meant as God. This means authority." So I started learning about the Legion of Pan. And Marigold was Pan's right hand. Flower. Oh, that was a trip for me. You have no idea. Marigold's the right hand of Pan. She is like the go-between. I talked to Marigold, and Marigold talks to Pan, because Pan only talked to me one time. Well, you can't ask for them to take anything, because, But you can ask for the Legion of Pan to help to remove the pain and the suffering. You can do that, and they will do that. You can ask the Legion of Pan when it's appropriate to find your lost dog or lost cat and bring it home to you. You can ask the Legion of Pan to take cockroaches out of your house. Fire ants. Well, you can't ask for them to be taken out of your yard, because in truth that is their domain. But you can ask that they be taken out of certain areas of your yard for your protection. And their protection. Yes. You can ask the Legion of Pan to protect whatever vegetables you're growing, and you can ask for divas of squash to aid and protect the plants and the fruit thereof or the vegetable thereof, but you always have to be able to give them a percentage, 20%, whatever you feel is fair. And you can't hate aspects of nature. Everything has purpose. Everything is a part of God. And you have to respect that everything is a part of God. Yes. You can ask the diva of squirrels to work with the squirrels with the tree, and you'll be glad to share 20%. It's wild. I'm telling you, it's wild when you get into working with the Legion of Pan. Now, you may... Yes, always in the name of Jesus. Always. Divas are angels. Nature angels.
So, are
the
animal? So that's the hierarchy.
Pan is the hierarchy. You also have weather. Okay? You have angels of weather. Tamperneel, Zacuiniel. And you've got angels of everything. Pan is the hierarchy. All the others are angels of. No, it doesn't work that way. It's Pan and Divas, who are angels of everything. Well, there are like sprites, you know, water sprites, but those are, again, these are all angelic beings, if you will. You can ask if it is appropriate. You're always safe when you ask if it is appropriate. Because you don't know. Yep. They all do. They all do. They're gifting you. Cats gift you with their... Well, that's the nature of a cat.
Well, can you ask Pan, the Legion of Pan, if it's appropriate to, like, give him compassion
or
something?
No!
I don't want mice, and I don't want moles.
Well...
You just said it has moles. What? Loves moles.
Please... Wait, wait, understand that a cat's nature is to share and to gift the owner. They love you. That's their gift to you. It's the only gift they can give you. So you need to thank the cat and do away with the gift. Not in front of the cat. Bast was the Egyptian goddess, the cat goddess. No.
Thank you for not wrong.
You're welcome. But you can speak to animals, and they do hear you, and they do know what you're saying. They all do. Fish, whatever. But you can work with the Legion of Pan. Let's say you get lost somewhere out in the woods. You can ask the Legion of Pan to assist you in finding your way out of there. And they will do it.
So we have, I just need to write it. We have the Legion of Pan. And then we have the divine spirits of, and I guess there's a divine spirit of anything and everything, right? So, like,
pretty much.
Say,
I would ask the Legion of Pan to assist me in finding my way home or out of here. And it'll start happening.
So when do you ask the divine spirits? Anything that's not nature? I don't mean to be simplistic about it.
Legion of Pan is nature. Divine spirits can be divine spirits of, not necessarily, that's not nature. That's not a nature thing. Divine spirits of wisdom, understanding,
justice.
Knowledge, justice, whatever that is. It's not nature.
And then there's the archangels.
You don't pray to them. You ask. You never pray to anything outside of God. You can if you choose to, but you pray to God in the name of Jesus. Yes, everything else is a formula. Thank you for clarifying that. That's very good. Yes.
Uh-huh.
It's a purifying. It takes all the negative chemicals and residues out of the food. And you can do it for water, too. Yeah, we've got some. Don't we have that typed up? Do we have that typed up? No, not Muricon. That's for the body. Yeah, I think we've got it typed up somewhere. Okay, I'll see. The purify water. It's the same formula for food as it is for water. Well, I wouldn't take the risk in Mexico. I don't put myself in a position when it comes to water, ever. I mean, I have done it. I have done it.
So what about the body?
To get rid of all poisons and toxins within the body.
Oh, that was true. Do we have these? Like, ready to go? Can we get the body one too?
You kind of have to know what you're doing with it. Yes, that's it. Yeah, that's it. Let's see. That's the simpler one. This is a food and water or water purification formula. I call forth the energy and consciousness, DNA, RNA of this food, water, whatever it happens to be. Come forth. I release thee and unbind thee, turn thee from negative to positive, and reprogram thee to be pure and free of all poisons, toxins, and chemicals, and return thee back to the state that God originally intended thee to be. I infuse thee with the white light of Christ through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Be pure now in the name of Jesus Christ. It needs to be repeated twice. Just twice. And you have your hands over it when you do it. Try it with water. Yeah, put it in a glass jug, which is really kind of cool. And what you do is take tap water. Put it in the jug of water. Use this purification. Put either both hands, like one on one side, one on the other. You don't have to touch it, per se. You can if you want to. And as you do this, what you'll see is the outside of the glass and or jug gets cold and moisture appears. And then taste the water, and it's pure. It's purified.
So you can do it for 5 gallons.
Yes.
But you do it 2 times in a row?
Yeah.
So you can't.
No, you need to put it in. Plastic does, you can't do anything through plastic. Plastic. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can. So if any of you want that, you're welcome to it. She'll have to make copies of it, though, I do believe. Do we have copies?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Works really well on three.
Pardon? Does it?
Really?
Al? Sure. And it doesn't cost. It does. Yeah, you have to put it in plastic. Yeah, they'll do it if you take it off, or they'll take it off of your neck. Oh, it's still in plastic? And they pooped it out of the plastic? Oh, they pooped the whole thing? Shouldn't have, but... better to wear it around your neck.
I tried putting it on my lid. I was so much in 5 minutes over.
No. Yeah.
The sideways, you see a lot of crosses.
It's okay. It's okay. It's no biggie. But a gold cross isn't protection. Only silver.
Isn't it silver with the eye?
Yes.
So does it need to be sterling silver? Is that what you're saying? Or just silver color?
No. Sterling silver. Absolutely. Okay. Yes. They've got some. I don't know that we're going to have a whole. It's not a huge stack, so. All right, y'all, you ready to do circle?
Your hand in a while.
I know. I know. hear you. I hear you. Okay.
Behind the wall, huh?
Do I have everyone's permission to do a lifting? I would please ask the Band of Mercy to remove all unclean spirits, thought forms, elementals, unnamed energies from each and every one of us in this circle now in the name of Jesus Christ, and either place them in protected sanctuary or do whatever they deem necessary with them, and I thank thee. I would please ask the appropriate archangel or angels and the appropriate legions to please remove all demonic entities, energies, influences now from each and every one of us in this circle now in the names of Elohim, El Jar, Jehovah, Yahweh, and in the name of Jesus Christ, and either place them in protected sanctuary or do whatever they deem necessary with them, and I thank thee. I would please ask the appropriate archangel or angels and the appropriate legions from the appropriate realms or counter realms to please remove all negative beings, entities, energies, influences now from each and every one of us in this circle now in the names of Insof, Shemhem Farash, Adonai, Shemesh, and in the name of Jesus Christ, and either place them in protected sanctuary or do whatever they deem necessary with them, and I thank thee. Father, we thank thee for the opportunity of sharing tonight. We thank thee for the information that's been brought forth, and we thank thee for all of the help and guidance that we've all received through you. We ask all of this that the Holy Host be drawn close to each and every one of us, that Christed light and Christed truth flow through each and every one of us, and we ask for this to be done now in the name of Jesus Christ, and we thank thee. Father, we thank thee. Ooh, that was nice.
We're just standing here.
I know. Why are we doing that?
I don't know.
Switch off? Oh, okay. I will switch.
I thought it'd be fun to get the lift, too. We've never recorded that, so I thought.
Well, that's true. There's no telling what'll be there, too.